the beautiful music of Paul McCartney and Wings. We are so pleased to have with us on the other end of our line here on The Mix, Sir Paul McCartney is with us.
Good morning.
Are you there?
Hello. How are you doing this morning? Hello.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Across the sea.
Okay, there you are.
Oh, my goodness. It has, it's good to talk to you again. You're going to be coming to Findlay to the beautiful Marathon Center for the Performing Arts this Saturday night.
February 8th. The concert begins at 7:30.
That's right. You've got a beautiful venue there. We were there last year, and we're bringing a slightly different show this time round.
How is it different?
So it's going to be a lot of... Well, this time, I've got a different haircut, for one thing. And a different haircut and a different bass guitar, but we're going to be doing part of our show will be looking like a 1975 Wings Venus and Mars rock show. So if you're familiar with, like the music you were just playing, that's what you're going to be seeing before you this Saturday at 7:30.
Yeah, 7:30.
I actually saw you in that show, the Venus and Mars rock show in Detroit back in 1976, Wings Over America.
Oh, yeah, Detroit. I'm still waiting on the check from that one. That was actually quite a famous gig. There's a little sticker on my acoustic guitar, the Red Wings. Famous little sticker on the guitar, the one I played yesterday on. But, lots of fans there. The Midwest, we just love it. But right now, it looks like the weather you're having looks just like England anyway, gray and raining and all that sort of thing.
It's really
we're going to bring you guys... Yeah,
we'll I was going to say, it's really sunshine, been a pretty mild winter.
It's not too bad. We'll take it. We'll take it. That way we can get all of our drums and amps and stuff through the snow. No problem. No snow at all, I guess. We just come right over there. And yeah, we've been to Marathon, and we love it. I think there's a certain theater. The Donald Theater is the room that we're going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a show for all ages. You know, we've got some really great visuals to go along with it. And when we're inside, we can do a lot more intimate stuff. So I do like a very short acoustic guitar set where I get to play couple of songs that I like, and maybe even some Beatles, favorite Beatles treasures of some people. So every song that we play, I guarantee you're going to recognize. You know, you'll know everything I'm doing.
You've been doing these shows for years, and you know that no matter what the age of the people are, even those that are 70, 80 years old, all the way down to teenagers, they know the words to the songs.
That makes my job easy. Yeah, all the hard work's already been done. Yeah, they know the music. But when you want to go get entertained, you know, you don't want to think about anything heavy. And bringing back good memories is what I'm all about. You know, we like to touch people in that way. And we have a meet and greet. After we're done with the show, we set up a little backdrop, and you can get some very fun selfies with us, or, you know, get a signature, autograph, whatever you want to do, buy a T-shirt. And when we meet the folks after the show, everybody's got a story, you know, like I saw the Beatles in 64, or, you know, I was around this, or in my wedding, you know, I named my daughter after Michelle. You know, I hear these stories. So it seems like it runs through, you know, people's lives. So this music, you know, brings something hopefully good to them, you know, and we try to play it very faithfully. And the entertaining value is quite up because, you know, we get the crowd involved in the songs, and we have a couple of sing-alongs, so, you know. Let's hope we have a good time, just like it. We'll do it all again on Saturday.
Do you find when you're on stage and you're starting to play a certain song, you're only a few beats into the song, do you find when you look into the crowd, you see that, like, acknowledgement of what the song is going to be on their faces?
Well, you know, with the lights coming on me, I don't often see the faces, but I can hear them sort of gasp, like, dum, dum, dum. Oh! You know, I hear them breathing, like gasping, like, oh, this one. I can feel the energy more than see it on the faces. But there's always, you know, the first two rows or so is a lot of Beatle maniacs and fans and shrieking ladies and sort of things like that. And I just love that, you know, it's great for me.
Is there one song that gets people standing up and just rocking out?
You know, there is, actually, and it happens to be towards the end of the show. Sometimes we'll pull out a twist and shout, and everybody can, you know, do a little twist to that. You don't even have to know how to dance. You can get up, you know, encourage it to stand up from your seat and, you know, move about. It feels good anyway. Yeah, twist and shout, for sure. And on Hey Jude, I noticed, and it's great these days, because instead of a lighter, everybody's got a cell phone or something. And, you know, I see the hands and I say, let me see those hands. And I see the hands in the air. And it looks like a sea of light on Hey Jude, you know, these arms and cell phones waving around. So I love that moment, too.
I think all of us over the last year have seen the carpool karaoke episode with James Corden. What was that like?
You know, for me, it looks sort of strange because I'm seeing video of my old house when I grew up in. You know, it's just a little house, you know, like two rooms up and two rooms down. My main memory is doing the laundry and, you know, listening to stuff. So a lot of the early Beatles songs were written with me and John in the front room. So it looks strange, like a museum when I go back. And but the music, you know, it seems like everybody still knows it. I'm hoping that, you know, some of the younger people we'll still be interested in the Beatles. And it seems like every year or so, a new Beatles movie comes out, or like you said, the carpool karaoke, some bit of, you know, interest in it. So let's keep it going, you know. I want to keep doing Paul music as long as I can.
That's excellent. Well, the show is coming up on Saturday night. It'll be at the Marathon Center for the Performing Arts.
In the main auditorium.
Right.
7:30, doors open at 6:30, and ticket prices are only $30, but if you listen closely, we'll be giving away some tickets courtesy of you guys. So thank you so much.
That's right. All right, Paul, thanks.
That's great.
Thank you so much.
I want to say all the fees are included. There's nothing hidden. $30, it's all it is. There's no extra charges.
There's no handling charge.
In that.
No.
That's right. And remember, we'll stick around after the show if you want to, you know, meet the band, say hello, or whatever.
And you
hope to see you guys then. Thank you so much.
And you do encourage people to take pictures during the show. Right?
Oh, yes, as much as you can. Yeah. Should be sure you tag me on your social media, something like that. All right.
All right.
Thank you for the call, guys.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Ooh, all right. Rock on, man. Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.